ladies and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 8/19/2021. Oh, I tell you, it's just amazing to watch some of these some of these press briefings from the Pentagon and from the State Department. It's most interesting. I couldn't believe yesterday the two Tweedledee and Tweedledum SecDep hybrid Austin and bags under his eyes pink jock Millie, they're like deers in the headlights. And then Austin says we don't have the capability to go out and collect up large numbers at large numbers of people, meaning outside of the perimeter. And then both days, yesterday and then today, where they disappeared today, all right, they're like chuckalucks. They're like the worst lying piece of crap I've ever seen. At least Rumsfeld had repartee and cleverness, you know? Rummy. And all they talk about is the mission and right there and the airport is secure and all, yeah, but nobody can get to it. And I'll tell you what, I just bet you that they're going to leave a lot of people, Americans even, in that country. And I know how they can alter it. I know how they could alter the thing and make it happen the right way. And I'll talk to you about that in a second. But here we are today with these other chuckalucks that got Hank from Major General Hank, okay? And then they had what I call Baghdad Bob, John Admiral John Baghdad Bob Kirby. It's like the craziest thing, and only people who remember Baghdad Bob at the beginning of the first Iraq War or Gulf War, where he was talking about how beautiful downtown, in Iraq was, and how everything was going great, and then boom, right over in the a half a mile over, and he said, "Oh, don't pay any attention to that. That's over there. We're over here. Nothing's going wrong, right?" So the American government knows, and the Red Chinese know. All about everything you're doing and what you say on the Twitter bird or the Facebook or what you say in your private little message room or all of that kind of stuff. And they're doing satellite directed generation of scalar frequencies to impact the neurophysiological template on you and regions of the American, countryside, And it's just crazy that they know all of that, but the Pentagon and the State Department, Pentagon says today, "Oh, well, don't ask us how many Americans are in there yet in Afghanistan. We don't know that. You better ask State." So then when old Ned Price, and Ned Price has got the same head but with a beard as Jake Sullivan or Jack Sullivan or the NSC guy. They have the same shaped head, which is basically the hound dog carry head. It's that big hound dog horse head kind of a thing. It's like they got a head that's like 3 feet tall, you know? It's like they clone the suckers at, you know, in some Ivy League school or something. And it is a... Oh, I just am... So I every time I watch this stuff today, it's crazy. But if they don't know how many people are in Afghanistan, they're Americans? That's horse crap. Horse hockey. And then the fact is that when they burned down all the files in the embassy and they burn them all up and shredded them and burn them, then all of the stuff has disappeared. And then now a lot of the people, not the Americans necessarily, but a lot of the translators and the people who have really been instrumental in helping the U.S. military over there, they had to burn their paperwork and their visas and their identity cards that were showed that they worked as contractors or they worked for the Afghan government or they were translators for Army or the Marines or for the SEALs or whoever, the Air Force, whoever might have been there, or for the CIA. And everybody and their dog is calling Tom Cotton, who used to be in the military and in intelligence, and other senators to try to help them out. And they cannot get to the airport because the Taliban is already banging on doors looking for them. Because somebody has given them all the names, you see. Not only do the Taliban have the names, and you'll see how interesting this becomes, but they have the biometric indexes for all of the people in Afghanistan. Fingerprints, the iris scan, the whole nine yards. So isn't that wonderful that your government wants to make sure that you do that and have your biometric information saved and everything that you said or done or are going to do, you know, quantum time, you know, you leave on vacation, you come back from vacation before you leave on vacation. So they want to have everything you've ever said, done, or been, or whatever, on Facebook, Twitter bird, this, that, and the other bird, Instagram, this one, that one, the other, TikTok, Waka Waka, Baka 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 Baka. And they have it up in the cloud so they can review all of it on call. The movie Snowden, which has been a number of years ago now, showed us that. Snowden showed us that because they could just type up, bup, bup, bup. Remember the NSA guy? Type it up, doot, 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 and bingo on a subject. And every single chat group, every single forum where it was ever mentioned popped up on the screen. Patriot this, Patriot that. And, we're all under surveillance all the time. The problem is that everything goes into that marvelous big cloud, you see? And then what they want to do with that is what? Well, they want to come and they want to know who's got guns and who said what or read something that Thomas Jefferson said or perhaps they... quoted something like this. Suppose they quoted, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them, meaning the American people, under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Oh, that's the Declaration of Independence. Well, you know, that's a domestic terrorist document. White supremacy, you know. And even when black people read that, or native people read that, or Hispanic people read that, or Asian people read that, well, then they're white supremacists too. Because it's the white supremacist document. Which your government, Austin and Millie, why don't you just go retire, brother? Why don't you go retire and go sit up on a fishing boat somewhere, or sit in the, you know, in the mountains somewhere, and then cool out in the jacuzzi for about the next 5 years and get you some sleep, man, because they've been putting you through whatever mind control set, whatever programming set, that you got bags under your eyes forever, brother. Maybe it's the Austin himself, the hybrid, doing that. I don't know to you. But while they're surveilling you, it's just like the Taliban and the Red Chinese, who operate through Pakistan into the Taliban. And incidentally, when the Taliban first appeared, they were the educated ones, you see. Some of them were the college-educated people, all right? And then, yeah, they grabbed onto a bunch of the boys that are the Mujahideen and all of that, but the leaders have been the more educated ones. So, I don't know if people really get it. And I've been saying, do you remember back when 9/11, you know, first happened, and prior to that, that the Union Oil, I believe it was Union Oil and Chevron, remember Chevron and Condoleezza Rice had a tanker named after her. She was on the board of directors. Dick Cheney and a whole lot of other people were involved over there. And they offered the Taliban, they said to him directly, you can have a carpet of gold or a carpet of bombs, which is it going to be? All you got to do is give up bin Laden and you can have the carpet of gold, or you can have a carpet of bombs, okay? And that's how we got into all of that. And bin Laden, George W. Bush's business partner in Arbusto Energy, it was George W. Bush and Salim bin Laden, who was the elder brother, and Osama bin Laden, which they then changed to USAMA, or USAMA bin Laden. Or as he was known in the CIA, as Tim Osman, or Osman, O-S-M-A-N. You know, people, I knew people, somebody told me that they used to drink pina coladas with him, okay? Down in, Miami Beach or something, you know, years ago. And the Bush family used to go on vacation with them, and then the Poppy Bush was into the Mahmood banking, which the Mahmood banking and all of that was tied in with the bin Laden construction companies and all of those things. So let's go to where I'm trying to go here. I'm going around the bush a little bit. But everything the Taliban is doing, they want to line you up for a checkpoint and put you through checkpoints, is exactly what Red China Joe Biden is telling you to do. They're going to have interstate checkpoints to check you so you can't move unless you've got the COVID vaccination pass, unless you've been spike jabbed with the pegylated lipid, you know, spike protein, you know? spice ball containing all the chemicals that will carry a bioelectric field, that if it changes to a positive, that the poison graphene oxide, where it's then been deposited in all the tissues of the body, will then turn on and start to annihilate your body in a cytokine storm. I've been telling you about this. I saw a wonderful interview with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She spelled it out again very clear and succinctly. Now, I also just wanted to say about that. She, at drtenpenny.com, and I haven't gone up to look for the exact things, but she said in the interview that at drtenpenny.com there are two ebooks. There was at least one when she said she's going to put the second one up. The two ebooks contain all of the documentation, including the links for each one of them that you could then download, and then you could print off. And those could be set, the print-offs of the stuff could be set, showing all the links, all the stuff, could be sent to somebody or handed to a school principal or a school board member or a this one or that one, a mayor, a banker, a candlestick maker, a governor, a senator, a congressman, or sent to the idiots on television who are trying to keep selling you the vaccine, quote unquote. Dr. Tenpenny said that a lot of people are going to die. And one of the things is, there was the animal study on the original COVID or the original SARS, you know, where they started doing vaccine back then, mRNA vaccine, on the original SARS, which Fauci was involved with as well. And if you also listen to Dr. Mikovits, the research doctor who worked with Fauci and all that crew, right across from the Army Germ Warfare Lab at Fort Detrick, but they were in just another lab across the parking lot or across the street. Where do you think Mataba, remember the movie Outbreak? Mataba and all of that. And then there was the second Mataba. Oh, yeah, second Mataba. Oh, it's which version is it? Which variant is it? So, here we are sitting right here. And as the United States, under Red China Joe, wants to do the COVID lockdown on you and come and take your guns. They want to make you give up your guns, and the Taliban have already been going to door to door. Now, this is one time I'm going to say something directly to all of the women out there. If you don't understand what the Taliban are up to, then you better understand that whoever comes to lock down this country, whether it's U.S. troops, Red Chinese troops, or they import a lot of, maybe they bring in the Taliban to help Red China Joe at some point in time, you know? Or the Russians. The Russians are here already too. The Spetsnaz. And then all the Chinese restaurant workers, the red Chinese one with the high and tight hair that sit in the back table and scowl at you, you know, like Jet Li coming to visit his uncle in, you know, America, but still working for the red Chinese government in the movies. So in the midst of all of this, you see, what do we got? I talked to you about the carpet of bombs, you know, the carpet of gold, carpet of bombs. That was a pipeline that I see Hal Turner's talking about, a pipeline from like Iran, you know, through to China and all of that. Well, they were going to run one, you know. Originally, they were going to run it into, I believe, to China back then. Now, the other thing is, the Afghanistan has the second largest undeveloped oil and natural gas field in the world. The first one it was getting to be more developed under President Trump was off Alaska, okay? And that whole field up there, Prudhoe Bay and all of that, is huge. Anwar, huge. So now we got the Russians. Got an Arctic base up there, okay? They want to take care of all of that. And there also is a lot of gold, and there's, I believe, diamonds and all kind of stuff in the Arctic, you know. But anyway, in Afghanistan, second largest undeveloped oil natural gas fields right there. Also, huge gold deposits that are not being mined, really. Copper, zinc, every kind of thing. Uranium and lithium. Now, the Chinese already had the mining rights for the lithium. We're already starting to mine that while the U.S. troops guarded them. The fact of the matter is, if you're going to go to Afghanistan and stay 20 years and spend $1 trillion, why in the heck didn't you bring Minnesota, you know, 3M Corp or Kennecott Copper, or, you know what I'm saying, or an oil company, you know, or two, and go ahead and start to develop Afghanistan? You were suppressing Iranian oil, but you could have had all of that. And you could be mining gold, uranium, copper. It's like the Congo of the mountains, you see. And then I talked to you in the past about China having control of all of the large portion of the rare earths. Well, lithium is one of those rare earths. And there's other rare earths up in there that are needed for our batteries? Can you see it now? Biden's going to go to electric vehicles. They got to have lithium ion batteries and stuff in them, and charging stations and all this stuff. But Red China is going to get to mine it, you see. Red China is going to develop it. Red China is going to do it. And Red China Joe, in his allegiance with his son Hunter, you see, who always gives the big portion to the big guy. And you notice how quickly that Navy officer that went to the FBI and then was on television and gave all the information about Red China Joe and everything and the Chinese corporation. You notice how he disappeared? As a witness, no doubt. As a protected witness or whatever. They made him go away somewhere. So you got China going to take advantage of all of it. And then apparently they're going to do the pipeline, Iran, through Afghanistan. And then you get the Afghani oil and all that. It all goes to China. Then all that stuff. Then you got the Chinese there. And then they send in a few of their boys and their, what is it called? Their, I talked about it last week, their People's Armed Police. And then they can just start right over, and then they've got Kandahar Air Base, Bagram, and Hakaya, ha ha ha. Old Hank likes to call it Hakaya, Hamid Karzai International Airport, right? But we don't have anybody out of there yet. The estimate now is somewhere, they don't know how many Americans are there, allegedly. They don't know how many of the Afghans are there either that were helpers, allegedly. And then the Taliban are using the biometric identification, the fingerprints, the iris, all that stuff, to go around and to check and see if you work for them. They've got the prints, and they know your name if you're there. Oh, but we're here protecting the airport, and any American who wants to leave can get to the airport, no problem. And then the Taliban will just let them through and bop, 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 you know. Bull crap. I tell you what, Austin, resign. Millie, resign. Keep old Baghdad Bob Kirby. He's pretty funny, all right? He at least is funny. He was on Brett Bear earlier, just here, just a little while ago, too. Lying to Brett. But he's got a good song and dance, don't he? He can hum a few bars, and he can shake and shuffle and jive with you, you know? He's not as cool as Rumsfeld used to be, who could handle all of his own affairs and all his own business. But I'll tell you what, where's Blinken? Winking and stinking, huh? Red China Joe wants to take it back into COVID, you know? He's trying to get shots in your thing because he's working on behalf of the New World Order Illuminati. They want to put the spike jab in you so that in, you know, 6 months to the next 5 years, probably the majority of the people who have taken the vaccine are going to die. Cliff High is right about that, and I can remember the old Webbots had a whole thing, and nobody could figure it out. How are 2 billion people going to die on the planet? What's going to cause it? It was in one of his future time frames. And at the time, he couldn't figure out the exact time frame, but it was the future. And he talked about the collapse of the healthcare industry and all of the things. All of the things we've just gone through was sitting right there and obviously was in one of the Illuminati, one of the New World Order, one of the Luciferian scumbag international banker politician, religious people, whatever, the whole group of the royalty, the usual suspects, the Committee of 300 and others, all right? The black nobility, all of the different people, Turner, Texas, Saxe, Coburg, Gotha, all the different ones, you know. The Red Shields, the Bauer family, you see. All the different people. And then, incidentally, the Rothschilds, I've told you many times, they are nominally Jewish, so it's not a Jewish plot. They consider themselves descended from Nimrod and Semiramis, who were the founders of black magic on the planet, Nimrod and Semiramis. Or another word for Semiramis would be Isis, okay? They're going back into the Anunnaki and the ancient days and the fallen angels coming on the planet and the mighty men and what they were created, the Genesis 6 giants and all the different people. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. So in the midst today also, now this is at another level of the chessboard. You know, I was talking about the 5-level Luciferian chessboard. And that the lie is different at every level of the board, right? The lie is different at every level. Well, in the midst of when old Ned Price, number two or three or fourth dog at the State Department, went after Baghdad Bob, Admiral John Kirby, said, well, we don't know. The Pentagon is not the place to know about how many Americans are in Afghanistan. You should go to the State Department, ask them. So they do. They ask him at the State Department, and Ned Price says, well, we don't really know. So they don't know, all right? But he's having trouble with the reporter. And reporter after reporter keeps asking a variant of the same question about how many people went out on this plane were Americans versus how many of the Afghans? and how many you expect, and how many total are there, and why can't you go out like the British paratroopers, which are the pair of them, probably 20 pair, they're the intelligence units, are going out, special ops, SAS, and that kind of stuff, are going out, and they're going out, they're taking vehicles and going and grabbing their people out of the hotels or apartments or hiding places and taking them directly to the airport, passing them through. The French are also doing it. Now, they say it's a French paramilitary police organization. Well, that's just the French spooks with their special ops, okay? Not Légion étrangère necessarily, just special police, okay? Special operations. They're spies, all right? But in the midst of that, when old Ned Price is for the second press conference in a row, they're starting to, you know, suck eggs, all right, and he's really getting embattled. Breaking news, bop, 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 bop. And then guess what? Up comes the three-name MK Ultra, who obviously didn't like Biden, was a Trump supporter, all right, from North Carolina, Floyd Ray Roseberry. Oh, Floyd Ray Roseberry. Middle-aged white man with the right look and the right truck and everything. A black truck with the big wheels and setting up on the big, mud truck. You know what I mean? Not the huge ones, just a medium-sized mud truck, you know? And he's an MK Ultra, and he's got a bomb, or he's got a this or that, and they cops go up and try to talk to him, and he's got something in his hand, looks like a detonator, and he's talked about that online. Somebody must have saw his posts online, you see. Well, who turns out the MK Ultras? FBI, DIP5, or COINTELPRO, or whatever they got, and the CIA. But it was the perfect timing at the midst when they were starting to pound old Ned Price, the State Department, as the second agency, cabinet agency of the U.S. government, under Red China Joe, who took $1.45 billion through his son, Hunter, don't you know? And that's enough to buy old Red China Joe. In my opinion. Or allegedly, you know? Or it could be it's just a satire. It's a movie. It's a satire-type movie, right? Ha ha. So anyway, in the midst of all of this, in order to save the day and to take away from the news cycle that was pounding China Joe's people for the second straight press conference, Floyd Ray Roseberry, the three-named MK Ultra, is sitting out in front of the Library of Congress with his truck. And old Ned Price got saved by the bell, all right? Because all the channels cut away to the Floyd Ray Roseberry show with the police chief of the Capitol Hill Police springing into action, you see. And looking real sharp, a new Capitol Hill police chief. And he's white, but he's got two black deputies with him, two black of his secondary officers, who every time they get him to leave, they pat him on the back and they say, time to leave, before he gets too many questions himself. But isn't he a white supremacist? I guess the head of Capitol Police is a white supremacist, with his two black slaves that have to take care of him, huh? Is that what it is? I don't know. It's just getting to be ridiculous. But Floyd Ray Roseberry popped out of the water, you know, not too far from the old FBI headquarters and right there in the midst of D.C., you know, by the Library of Congress and all of that crap. And they shut it all down and locked it all down. Because this guy who's been on talking about the revolutioners, when the revolution come for you and the patriots come for you, which fits in exactly what Mayorkas and the Department of Human Sacrifice and the FBI and all of them are predicting. The Trump patriots, the domestic terrorists, white supremacists, Trump patriots, and the Republicans who are worse than the Taliban, worse than the Nazis, worse than the Taliban, which has been the theme the last few days, is that the Republicans are worse than the Taliban, okay? Saved by the Bell, at another level of the game, of the five-dimensional chess game, Saved by the Bell. Meanwhile, these women that are going to, and not going to, they're already being drug out. Information comes out of Kabul, and there's more than one city in Afghanistan. You're only looking at Kabul. You don't have many cameras in Kandahar or, Islamabad or any of the different places. You know, you don't have them in Herat or in the other bigger areas, let alone the countryside. They're dragging out 11, 10, 12-year-old girls, and mama comes with her too, and they're throwing them in, and they're making them Muslim war brides, meaning they get to rape them as many times as they want, sell them back and forth amongst the others. They get tired of one, they buy this one over here for $100 or $1,000 and sell theirs, and, you know, war brides. And they're going to destroy all of the lives of all of those young girls who for a generation, because of the strength of the United States military backing them up, has provided an opportunity for women to do it. Now, I'm going to tell you, I was going to say this to the women. Is there any reason that you should go out and own your own firearm and learn how to use it and use it well? I remember old Greg Evenson telling me about Liz. I've always kidded Liz about it, about Greg saying Liz was a better shot with the pistol than he was. She was good. Get your own firearm or two. Learn to shoot a rifle, learn to shoot a shotgun, learn to shoot a revolver or a pistol, okay? If you can get your hands on all three, then by all means do so. And get sufficient ammunition to protect yourselves. But if you find yourself without the gun, then you should be carrying, you should carry a Bic pen, a traditional old Bic pen, which has the Sharpie type of cap as well. If you had the, even cap was not off of it, if your cap's off, man, you got something good with that pen point, let me tell you. But even not with just the cap on, you use a Bic pen and you jab it into somebody's ear or into their eye socket, and I guarantee you that Mr. Taliban is not going to rape you, all right? He's going to be screaming on the floor with bloody murder, and then you can take his Allah Akbar knife and slit his throat and stomp on his head and walk on down the line and get you a bacon sandwich and say, to heck with you, Mr. Taliban, or Mr. Red Shiny Commando coming, or United Nations Trooper, or heaven forbid, one of the U.S. American military at the behest of some Red China Joe, but who's following orders, ha ha ha, is going to come to your house to try to drag you out to a CDC green zone concentration camp to protect you because it's loving to take you to the camp. It's loving to, now we're going to jab your children like in the sports stadium like they're going to do in Australia. And if you haven't heard that, look that up on a search engine. 20,000, 24,000 children going to be jabbed with the spike jab, and their parents are not allowed to be in the stadium. Oh, but you see, we're going to have some of the youth police organizations will be helping them, policing them. We'll have nurses and doctors and, your children will be well cared for, Mom and Dad. Don't worry about them. We're just going to kill them with the spike jab and put the graphene oxide, the pegylated Lipton, made by Sinopeg in China. Now, what does this all tell me? It tells me several different things. Red China Joe has also told Israel, go fish. We're not going to put, we're putting a consulate in Jerusalem, not the embassy, just a consulate, you see. We're reneging on the Trump deal. Well, Israel's already told them about Iran and all the stuff going on, but Red China Joe is involved with the Iranian and the Red Chinese trade to get the pipeline going through there. And I just wonder how many paintings old Hunter will sell to the pipeline operators, you know, at $500,000 a throw, you know, for a blubble painting out of his nose or whatever with the straw. So isn't it interesting? We've got the multiple levels of the chessboard going today. Floyd Ray Roseberry, you know, maybe like Rose Pierre, like the, you know, the raspberry or whatever it was in the movie, you know, the sled, you know. Oh, well, anyway, so if the Israelis are not going to be able to trust them, the Taiwanese are not going to be able to trust the United States, then essentially the New World Order, the Illuminati, have decided that it is time for the United States to fall. And they've just done it with the big whoop-de-doo with Red China Joe and have destroyed all credibility. And you know they were going to hand this crap over to the Taliban on September 11th. The dirty son of a bucks, you know. They were going to do it on September 11th. So they switched it to August 31st, all right? Eight, 3-1, that's what, 12? 12 has got 2 sixes in it, doesn't it? So then there's a third six in there somewhere coming, right? So if we had a scenario a week ago, or 2 weeks ago, where Israel was getting ready to go against Iran, and then they provided the information to Biden about how there's about 75 nukes on the, you know, nuke-tipped missiles ready to go in Iran, and that there's also about a couple dozen in Venezuela pointed right at the United States. And then allegedly Biden kind of gave a tentative green light. So now, then the debacle of Afghanistan goes up. It throws doubt into the minds of all allies, okay? And then here what we got right now. Right now, I believe there's extensive Israeli airstrikes targeting Syria are underway in the overnight hours local time with major strikes unleashed in and around Damascus, okay? As well as reports of attacks near Homs, according to Syrian media. Residents in the capital reporting the ground and window shaking and what by many accounts is looking like the most large-scale attack in many months. So Israel is hitting Damascus. Arabic media reports a strike range extending from the Kalamoun mountain region, which links Lebanon and Syria, with reports of attacks near Damascus International Airport, as well as the Mezeh Military Depot, okay? Prior to the most recent Tuesday night Israeli attack and target southern Syria, Israeli airstrikes had ceased for a better part of a month. Early in the day, today, Thursday, Hezbollah Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah gave a speech warning Israel and the United States not to interfere with the impending Iranian fuel shipment as Lebanon is in the grips of severe fuel and electricity shortage. I bet you that Iran was not only moving fuel into Syria, but was moving nuclear weapons into Syria is what my bet is. But here's the deal. Israel's going ahead and hitting them. So now at this point in time, Red China Joe is still trying to go COVID and still trying to lock you down and go after you. And all over the world, and in California and France and different places, you don't have the vaccine card, you can't get in the supermarket or the grocery store. Well, I'll tell you what. A lot of people are talking about lines in the sand and where is it at and this one, that, and the other one. There's a lot of people who are done. But you see, the FBI has just trotted out, or the CIA has trotted out, or the DIA or the EIEIO trotted out Floyd Ray Roseberry. Right on time, Mr. MK Ultra, gonna blow up the Library of Congress and the whole deal. And he's a Trump supporter. He's been on Facebook or Twitter Bird or something, you know? Get off of Facebook and Twitter Bird and just email your friends. You don't have 100,000 likes or 3 million likes. You got about, I guarantee you, if you got five good friends, then you've got a lot. If you communicate with 30 or 20, 30, 40, 50, and you email them regularly and you trade information back, that's huge. But that's real, you see. So, if I had nothing left to lose, you see, like Solzhenitsyn talks about, and when the Taliban come, and yeah, they got guns and stuff, but if I was a woman that had one of them burkas on, one of them headdress business and the veil, I'd have me a sword fighting knife or something underneath it. Because they're not supposed to touch any of that. But you could go up to somebody, one of these guys, one of these goofballs, and if the women in the burkas would just flash the knife and just jab it right into the Taliban kidney, or right into their private parts, or right up their nose or neck, or to take that doggone big pen and just flip it out from the burqa and jam it right in their ear socket all the way to the brain, or up their nose with a rubber hose, then you'll start to see some of them Taliban starting to drop on the ground. And you get enough of them sons of bucks dropping on the ground, maybe they're not going to try to grab you as a 12-year-old or a 15-year-old or a 20-year-old or a 40-year-old woman. But learn guns. Learn a self-defense class. Take one of them classes where they show you how to kick the guy in the you-know-what, and where they have you fight and actually beat up on the red, the guy in the red, you know, bubble suit, or on the punching bags and all that stuff. Get some kind of a basic self-defense class. Learn how to shoot a firearm and get one or two or three. If you could only get one, I would tell you, maybe it's a pistol, you know. Maybe it's a small revolver. I don't know. But learn how to use it. If you had one and just one at home, and you didn't think you were going to carry it, but I'm going to tell you something. People, you'd better start being well-heeled, as they used to say in the Western days, when you go outside the house. You better have a firearm with you. Or like my old buddy from Mississippi, you know. I won't say his name because people might remember that. But let me just say that when he traveled, he said, I don't go anywhere in my Cadillac without about 10 or 12 firearms in the trunk and plenty of ammunition. He was a good old boy. But he drove him a Cadillac. He had a nice Cadillac, and he traveled on the road. But he always said, I don't go anywhere with about 10, 12 firearms, you know. Good man from Mississippi. And all them people, Gandamak and all them guys down there, good guys. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like the Taliban want to take their guns over there and subject you and to scare you and put you under their thumb. Looks like Red China Joe and Mayorkas, Mayorkas. Hiya, haka, hiya. La-da-da-da-da-da, Mayorkas. Are you the Russian-Mexican guy or the Mexican-Russian guy? I don't know. I think you're Russian. I think you're a Red Mayorkas is what I think you are, just like I think old Millie's a pink Millie. And it's a hybrid Austin. And all these guys, the top people of the Red China Joe crowd, Blinken blew the evacuation in Iraq. Where they had to put it back in. And you know what I was going to tell you? The answer was, somebody gives the order right now, and they send an entire division, and then they take a bigger accomplishment of the 82nd, or if Austin likes the 82nd, and then Millie's the 101st, you can choose some of each. But somebody drops down, and why don't you retake, or maybe that's what a Ranger battalion does, is to take an airport and hold it against all comers. Airborne Rangers, right? Maybe they ought to go back and take Bagram, and somebody suggested that to Millie. And he, you know. They don't have the authorization. Well, let me tell you something. They're not going to get those people out. They're going to leave them as hostages. Can you imagine the Taliban saying, oh, and incidentally, just a little aside, the Federal Reserve has already taken all the gold, the Afghan gold, including part of the old, this is for fans of, the old days when it was called Bactria. And who had, Alexander the Great had a Bactrian wife, remember? Yes. Bactria. The ancient Bactrian gold treasures and stuff. And plus the other gold, plus the cash, and all of the stuff that were in the accounts. Well, the Federal Reserve in New York has already taken all that, you see. Got that locked down. Except for whatever is supposedly the 169 million or maybe it's even more of gold and currency, greenbacks, that Ghani took to Uzbekistan, okay? But he's going to have to spend about 3/4 of that to bribe the Uzbeks to keep him out of the Dutch, you know. And interesting, just another aside, you see. Putin says that, I guess in June, that Biden is not supposed to put any kind of a drone base in Tajikistan or Uzbekistan or Kazakhstan or any of those stands, and he will not allow it. So Biden couldn't do that. So he's taking orders from Putin, who he also gave the Nord Stream pipeline to. To let it go to Germany when Trump had it blocked. This Biden son is taking money from the Russians, the Ukrainians, and $1.45 billion from the Red Chinese. Who says that money is still somewhere on the books? Oh, it's all lost on one of the three laptops that Hunter is, you know, lost in the midst of a brothel somewhere or a hotel room. It's ridiculous. This country is under Biden is weak. It is terrible. He's corrupt. His son is corrupt. The whole thing is stinks to high heaven. And they stole this election, I guarantee you. Stole the election, and I never liked QAnon, so don't tuck me in on that. On the QAnon, the rabbit hole crap. But it's easy to see. And they've gotten what they've paid for. Gotten what they've paid for. And then the Red Chinese have been allowed to steal all of the U.S. government employee records, including the spy agencies, the military, including all the secret boy stuff and all the stuff, every mission you ever went on, whoever you killed or whatever you stole or whatever you placed in the computer that wasn't supposed to be there and all that stuff. The Red Chinese know every single bit of it. They also have all the information in the base from Facebook, TikTok, Twitterbird. They've got the cloud. Google helps them with the cloud, and they've got balloons. Oh, but the balloons are being paid for by the Pentagon now since Red China Joe's been put in, but they still are giving information to the Red Chinese, I guarantee you. All right? So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, we're in deep trouble, but you better start preparing, and you better make your house like it's a general store, supplies of all different types. And I'll tell you something, you also need to think about what's going to happen. You're going to need silver, you're going to need some gold, you're going to need food. And by all means, get all kinds you can, like freeze-dried if you can get it, you know, but canned food and all of that, can your own. Lady J heard from somebody in the Blue Ridge down in there, and or the Smokies, and it was somebody, high-level special force, told them 2 weeks something big's going to happen. Something big's going to happen. Don't go into there and lose a knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your little rights. Okay? Don't get caught in the checkpoint and don't do anything but survive and stay on your own and on the side of Lord Jesus. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPua, buddy. We'll see General McCormick. He's got a... Roden crash. All evil in the Lord's flesh, and all those people with quest fire. May the Lord give you gently a pledge of give you some praise. I can't.